I'm going to invite Leslie to bring our scripture reading to us this morning.
And the reading this morning is taken from Matthew 13, verses 44 to 52. Parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. The parable of the net. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old.
Now invite Andrew to bring God's word to us.
Good morning. It's a privilege to be with you this morning. Let's just open with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you once again for this chance to come into your house and gather around your word. Pray, Lord, that you'll open our hearts to your word. Open our minds so that we may see what you want us to see within it. And we pray, Lord, to build on it and expand your word in this area and in our world. In Jesus' name, amen. A little bit about me. I'm from Whitstable Baptist Church, just a few miles down the road there. I'm a deacon there. When I heard that your minister was on sabbatical, I was asked to come along, which I'm pleased to do. So I bring greetings to you all from Whitstable Baptist Church. So in continuing your series on the kingdom of God and the growth of the kingdom, I've been asked to take a short look at the reading we've just had. Thank you for the reading. Just to remind ourselves, parables were moral tales. It was the only way that people could get to understand what the kingdom of heaven was like. And they were as relevant then as they are now. And I've written the Bible 2,000 odd years ago, but they're still relevant. They were for people where they were. It'd be no good telling the parable of the sower and the seed to a fisherman, or the parable of the net to a farmer. It'd be no good telling somebody out in Mongolia about a Tesco's. Mind you, they've probably got a Tesco's out in outer Mongolia. But you see what I mean? It's, you know, they were for people where they were. It'd be no good telling people in the Sahara Desert that on a Sunday morning it rained all day, and they'll say, well, what's rain? They just don't understand it. So the parables we're going to briefly look at this morning are the parables of the hidden treasure, the parable of the pearl, and the parable of the net. So Jesus starts by saying, how can I explain the kingdom of heaven to you? How can people understand what it's like? So the kingdom of heaven is like hidden treasure, like treasure that's been hidden in a field, and a man finds it. You just imagine these guys with the metal detectors looking for a treasure. Think, ah, it beeps, they find treasure. It's a rusty old nail. But this is something different. This guy was out, he found this treasure. Again, Jesus goes on to say, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for choice pearls. I'm sure we'd all like to find a choice pearl, wouldn't we? When you open up the oysters that we have down our way. I think they're different oysters, though. Open them up. We were in Hawaii, my wife and I, once. And went to this place, Hilo Hatties. I can still remember its name. And there was pearls there for necklaces and jewellery and stuff. And the guy gets a knife. He goes, you've got to say, aloha. Aloha. Oh, look, there's a pearl. Of course there was. It was cultured. It was grown. But the pearls were there, the pearls were being looked for, these lovely, pure pearls. And if you ever found a black pearl, whoa. You could pull down the whole church, rebuild a whole complex. The man in question is any one of us. The treasure he is seeking for is the kingdom of heaven. And when he finds it, he sets up everything he has so that he can have it. He gives up everything. You think about us, our past lives, we've given it all up. Whatever it was, we gave it up. The same can be said about the pearl. The man had to have the pearl. These parables are short and to the point. In both, the man finds the kingdom of heaven and realizes it's worth more than anything. If you think about our past lives and what we were like then, and before we found the kingdom of heaven, and when we found the kingdom of heaven, how we've changed. Because we want it more than our past life. The use of the word seeking, looking, helps to identify the merchant and the man as Christ. He was the one who's looking. It means to depart from one place and arrive at another. Jesus gave up everything to pay the price for the pearl. And the pearl's us. We are the pearl. Whatever luster it has. He gave up everything to find us. We were the hidden treasure. We are the pearl. The man knows there is something more out there. In human terms, the man knows there's something more out there for him. Remember when I was saying, first come to know the Lord, my girlfriend then, and I went to see the Two a Penny. Anyone seen the Cliff Richard Two a Penny film? Oh, I am that old, am I? Okay, fair enough. Really good film, especially for the youngsters. Cliff Richard's becomes a Christian. And as we come out of the cinema, I can remember thinking, there's more to life than I've got. And that was my step along the road. It's important to note that Jesus says the man discovered the hidden treasure in the field. The man wasn't searching for it. He wasn't going around with his metal detector. He just came upon it. This suggests, as I say, it was stumbling around. And that's how often people find God. They just stumble up against him, i.e. something we have said. A film. Man wasn't looking for God, but God was looking for him and found him where he was. Jesus has the parable of the net in Matthew 13:47-50 as a warning. Okay, I don't know when you last had blood and thunder coming from up here. It's going to come this morning. The story concerns fishermen using a net. A commonplace item around the Sea of Galilee and around on the coast. No problem. In that parable, the net is cast into the sea and pulled ashore, full of all kinds of fish. The fishermen set down to the business of sorting out good from bad. The fish worth keeping were gathered into containers, but the rest were tossed away. Jesus interprets this parable as this is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My wife and I were in Tobago back in May. And, you know, I'm not rich. It's just we've got one Tesco coupon, so we're all right. Back in May. And most days, down from where we stayed, we were on a place called Turtle Bay, where all the turtles came ashore at night. It was quite good fun. Most mornings, we watched the fishermen pulling in the net. And this net was massive. It was long. I guess it easily could have stretched from here to Tesco's. Massive great net. It had been rolled out the night before. And they were pulling it in. And pulling it, about a dozen men putting this net in. And when they got it ashore, because all the fish were in it, and there was fish, there was crabs, there was strange looking fish and all. They were actually strange looking fish, like pike fish. Long things and quite thin, not an eel, but they're called pike fish. And small things that I didn't actually know what they were. Anyway, the fishermen got about exactly as biblical. It's incredibly how biblical you can find things when you're out and about. Biblically, they were sorting out the fish. What, oh, we're going to keep that one. That can go to that restaurant. And that can go here. And the locals were there with their bags, putting fish into it and stuff. So they were sorting out, and the fishermen then left what they didn't want. You see what's happening here? Exactly the same as the Bible says. And a flock of ever-present frigate birds, great big birds on the coast, then they came in. The devil comes in to take away the fish that the men didn't want, that God doesn't want. And they're incredibly moving just to watch this in a couple of places. Just how biblical it was. Just as the net was cast into sea, drawing in many fish, the gospel message is spread into the world, drawing many people into it. The net gathers in fish regardless, as I've said, of all shapes and sizes and breeds and types. So the gospel attracts many people who neither respect nor want to follow Jesus. They just come along for the ride. Just as the fish could not be sorted until the net was pulled ashore, so the false believers masquerading as true Christians will not be made known until the end of the age. These bad fish or false believers can be likened to the rocky soil and thorny soil in Matthew 13:5-7. They will claim to have a relationship with Jesus. Matthew 22, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? How close is that to us? How close is that to us? And then Jesus says he will point to them and tell them, I never knew you, go away. I never knew you. How scary is that? The main point of the parable is the day of reckoning will come in which God will separate the true believers, the good fish, from the mere pretenders. And we know there is lots of those around. And those who are found to be false will be cast out. The parables explain how God is at work in the world now, this morning. God is sowing his word in human hearts and looking for pearls. He's showing his people in the world where they can provide a harvest. We're the seeds going out into the world, into Faversham, into wherever. And at the end of the age, he will separate the true from the false, the good from the bad. Is your profession of Christ authentic? Is it genuine? Or will you be seen as a counterfeit at the end of the age? Does your heart receive the word? The seed has life and power and can provide a harvest of blessings in our lives as well. Do you hear it? Do you hear God's word? Will you let God plant us where he wants? We're here. Yeah, you're here in Faversham. I'm in Whitstable. Is this where God wants us? Is he saying to us, I want you, particularly to the young people, I want you to move on to somewhere else. Well, the old people as well. I want you to go somewhere else. Will we let God plant us? We are the seeds containing his divine life. But a seed must be planted to produce fruit. Do you share with others what he teaches us? In 51-52, are we sharing our gospel with others, as we should be? Or are we just sitting on the fence? Others can be saved and built up in the faith by us. By what we do, by what we say, by where we go. I'm not advertising, but I'm involved with the Pilgrims Hospice in Canterbury. And we had a moonlight, we had a light up the city walk last night. We had 200 odd runners, and I don't know how many walkers we had, all going around the city, all with numbers on, and we were out with marshals and that sort of thing. But the point I'm making is that there's all these people going around. What difference did it make to the people in Canterbury that saw us going around? And they're now thinking, Pilgrim's Hospice. I wonder what's that about. when we talk to people, do we mention Jesus? Do we mention heaven? Do they say, I wonder what that's about. I want to find out more. Or are we like the hidden treasure? Are we hidden away? Oh, keep away. I don't want to mention Jesus. Don't want to mention God. Because I'm not strong enough. Yes, we are. We're strong. We've got the strength. God's given us the spirit to speak. Or the spirit of utterance. Are we planning for the growth of the kingdom? Final thought. Remember, a pearl in the oyster grows from a grain of sand. Amen.